Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner, as part of your 50 by 20 plan to make South Carolina agribusiness a $50 billion a year industry, you have expanded your service to farmers by helping them diversify and grow their business and have created a new department. Let's talk about that.
Well, you're right. A lot of what we do is programming and planning, but where the success sometimes is found is in execution. So what we've done is announced and established an Office of Agribusiness Development to try to execute some of these programs, make them available to farmers, just be there for answers for those farmers who are looking at their operations differently going forward.
This new department is headed by someone that their name should be familiar to most producers.
Well, you're right, Jack Shuler, who grew up on a farm in my home county of Orangeburg, but spent a career with Farm Credit, so he knows the financial side, but then he's also been involved with Palmetto Agribusiness Council, as well as other farm organizations. Jack will be that, I guess, a one-man shop. But his job will be to provide answers, bring resources to any and all of our farmers who have a plan and say, I'm considering doing this, or I may want to change my crop plan to that. If that's the case, then we'll bring Clemson. Clemson, I'm very pleased with some of the moves they've made to bring experts in, financial experts. So we want our Office of Agribusiness to be that first call that a farmer from South Carolina might make if he or she is looking to make a major move in their farming operation.
Of course, all of this, as I mentioned earlier, is part of your 50 by 20 plan, which is to push South Carolina's agribusiness sector over the $50 billion a year mark.
We've talked about value added, that we grow crops, great crops in South Carolina. We want to create more value per acre by some form of value added. Now, that could be that farmer like some of ours who have added creameries or dairy processing to their dairy farm, or some who are now processing peanuts added to their peanut farm. But it also is to go out and find those food-related companies, wherever they're located, in the South Carolina now or somewhere else, to expand their operation, to use more South Carolina farm products to make whatever it is their finished product is. So it's a twofold process. Work with our farmers, but work to find more folks who need to see South Carolina as a place to grow their businesses around something that uses agricultural products.
Absolutely. All right. That's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.